Save the date, June 27th, 4:30 to 2 a.m. And I know we've moved on from the matching bids. Well, no, apparently whoever this benefactor is will, if you get it in today.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Monday now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about Monday now. Apparently it will be matched. And then, so you move on to the online auction?
Well, just a couple things about the event.
Try to keep it simple. The fast forward button is really dangerous.
Well, there'll be 50-50 silent auctions, all that, and tons of celebrity bartenders. I think we have almost over 40 now. We just added a couple of Tigers, Shane Green, Jacoby Jones. Nico
what?
Gruden.
Shane Green?
Really?
Shane's going to What time is Shane going to be there?
They're probably going to be around 9 o'clock.
What if he gets traded before?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Believe me, when I got the confirmation, I'm like, okay, what's the date today? I'm like, no, I think we'll be good. I hope anyway. But there's already
been some trades today.
Yeah, the Yankees. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to go in the 7 to 8 o'clock slot. The four of you, Trudy, Mark, Maz, and Drew, along with Amy Andrews.
What? And, double A?
Yep. And probably.
What about double E?
Double E comes right after you guys, and that's when you guys will be doing your little, your help with the wait staff, which we'll get into in a second.
Oh, boy.
Then, you know, tons of others, a lot of the usuals, but we got, of course, Mickey Redman, Charlie LaDuff, ML Elric, so we got the whole.
Charlie just recently committed, is that true? Something about Joe's glasses?
Yeah. I agreed to help Joe out with his glasses to get Charlie behind the bar, the whore that I am.
Well, they have a 59-year-old intern who works at a junkyard and apparently has no benefits, and he's been helping Charlie on the show. He put on a chicken suit to chase somebody around who is involved in some financial shenanigans, and he's done all kinds of things, and he has his glasses. Just looking at him, I feel like they don't work. So Charlie said, we're going to raise money to get Joe new glasses with Dr. Yalda, hopefully. And so, Matt, you jumped in and said you would help him if he would bartend.
Correct.
So now he's bartending.
Nice. Correct.
What time is Charlie on?
I haven't slotted Charlie yet.
Okay.
Dylan Larkin's going to be there, Larry Murphy, so we got a good representation by the Wings.
Did you schedule Maz to be with Blaine yet?
Yes. Actually, Blaine will be in the 6 o'clock because he's a morning
Damn
guy,
it.
So he's in there with...
we can cross over.
Yeah, with Sean.
Make Maz start at 6.
With Sean and Ryan Armani and... Joanne Purton and Stephen Clark are going to do the 6 o'clock.
Damn!
Hewell Perkins is going to come late. Of course, Hewell will be there later.
With the selfie stick.
With his selfie stick, as always. You got Kyle Bogey and Will Birchfield from 97.1. Rosema is going to be there. Dave Rosema, Dan Miller.
He's up for anything. I love Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie. In fact, I saw Rosie Friday night at the game, and he was pretty stoked about it. Stoney, Mojo, the usuals. But anyway,
this is a strong lineup. This might
be stronger than the winter lineup.
Yeah, we added more because we figured this crowd's going to go later because it's Royal Oak. It's a Thursday night in the summer.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so I was able to add another shift.
You got Wojo in there, I see.
Oh, yeah, Wojo's in there.
Craig Campy?
Campy's coming at 11. He's got his Oakland U camp going. And he's
two Jamies? Jamie Evans?
Yep.
Hammer?
JJ? As Hammer and I refer to her as HJ for Hot Jamie, not for what you think, as opposed to Jamie Samuelson. Hammer sends me a text. She says, can I bartend with Jamie? I said, which one? She goes, HJ. And I'm like, okay, got it.
Elric, too?
Yeah. Elric's in there. Yeah.
Red Shovel Network is highly represented.
CMO's coming, Craig Monroe.
Yeah.
Yep. And Dylan's brother, Colin, who is a great guy, and he's a lot of fun.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
So anyway, we got live music.
Sweet.
A guy named Jibs Brown. If anybody's local Royal
James
local.
James Brown?
Jibs. James. At the time, I had to talk to his family.
This sounds very experimental. We've never had live music before.
Ted, where are you at?
It's going to work. Well, we're going to be upstairs, and the full upstairs is ours the whole night. Fifth Avenue crowd is gang. Tony Yesbeck and his brother Danny Yesbeck have just been amazing to accommodate us. There's VIP seats up there, which go to some of the sponsors, but we're also going to live auction some off, and you guys are going to be their wait staff for an hour. Drew signed you up for that, by the way, Mark, so you're good with that. So the online auction is on now at killercares.org. We have 11 items.
We'll put a link on the site, too.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yep. We got, so as the aforementioned, 4 VIP seats. You know, think club seating with a bottle. It comes with a bottle of Tito's. And the Drew and Mike podcast.
Bottle of Tito's?
Yeah, look
out. Yeah.
And the Drew and Mike podcast crew will be your servers for an hour, but you get the seats all night. So
that's online right now?
Yep.
All right.
It's item okay. number one.
Sweet.
Dave Rosemo is going to take 3 people to the Tigers game in the Champions Club.
Oh, are those Mazda seats?
And,
those are Mazda seats, aren't they?
I have to check that with Maz to make sure. I was there Friday night, and the wait staff was asking where Maz was, and the security guard asked what I was doing in his seats.
They're still waiting for a tip for finding his wedding ring, too. Oh. They turned the stadium upside down.
I think I took care of that Friday night after a few cocktails.
Yeah.
Drew is donating his a chance to go to the game, the U of M Notre Dame game. I think it's October 26th.
Wow.
Go to the game with Drew, sit in his seats, which are pretty excellent. And come to our the tailgate, Drew's tailgate, which I happen to be a part of. And
wow, that's a crazy prize.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing on there. We've got a signed photo of by Kid Rock and Eminem. It's a cool picture. It's when they were younger. They're both.
Oh, it's a picture.
Yeah,
they both signed it.
Flipping the bird.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cool item.
Yeah, that's online. Lunch with Jalen Rose.
What's the story behind that photo? Do you know?
I'm so happy I have you as my best friend.
Are you looking at it? Yep.
Like where that came from?
No,
I've never seen that photo.
Those guys friends? I don't really know much about that relationship.
Well, it's interesting that when we were going to put the thing on there, we found like different pictures of them next to each other. I don't know.
Who put this? They took a picture of the picture, right? For the website?
Yeah, I did.
You were wearing a Drew and Mike shirt when you did it.
Was I really?
The reflection of Kid Rock's pants. You see it?
Yeah, I do see it.
I am amazed at how carefully people look at reflections.
Well, it stood out because it's the logo.
Oh, my God.
I take pictures off my TV all the time. People go, I see you.
I am so photographically challenged. It's not even funny.
Just don't be nude when you do it.
I had to have Megan Green as our PR person. I had to have her come over to my house and take pictures of the Jordan basketball and the Ali photo because I couldn't do it.
I always have a shadow or something. Or
let's see. I'm going to check the Ali photo. That's a cool photo.
Oh, yeah, man. It is. It's big, too. It's 22 by 36.
Well done. There's no there's no reflection in that picture.
Megan took it.
Megan?
Yeah. And the Jordan basketball, too, she did. So, anyway, we've got another item, lunch with Jalen Rose, which I think is very cool. Yeah. He's going to mutually scheduled date. He's going to be in town a bit. And... also, two...
That sounds delicious.
2 front row tickets and a meet and greet with the B-52s at Meadowbrook.
Oh. Nice.
And Drew...
that's them.
I don't know if I'm in on that.
You don't know if you're in on what?
The B-52s.
You said you were in.
Okay.
You're backing out on me?
I'm in.
Okay.
So golden.
That was a tough convincing.
Is that a Friday night?
Yes. It's,
there's no game the next day or something?
No. I think it's a Saturday night.
Is it okay?
There's no Michigan game.
Okay. I guess that was a concern.
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
I'll get you out there.
All right.
So whoever gets those, we'll be just a couple seats down from Drew. And of course me, but that doesn't add much value,
except for buying the beer.
Except well, and having the set list and knowing when to get the beers.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, the set list.
Right.
That's right. Turn your brain off. Right?
Yep. It's a turn your brain off auction event.
Yep. So front row and meet and greet. Also, 4 club seats for Michigan State. So you'll get to sit right behind Mark.
We have 4 club seats.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And pregame on field passes. So
those are hard to come by.
Yeah, yep, you'll be on the field for the pregame and also our tailgate as well. Whoever wins that, the 4 people can come to our tailgate right across the stadium.
Whoa.
The final out of the 68 World Series, nice framed picture of Freehan and Lolich and Freehan's arms signed by both of them. Michael Jordan signed basketball, the Ali signed photo, and Jennifer Hammond, and Greg Campy are offering up a golf. So it'll be golf for 2. So they'll be in the foursome. Golf for 2 with Hammer and Campy plus lunch at Meadowbrook Country Club.
Wow. Sweet. We got about 2 minutes.
All right. Well, let me rip a couple silent items.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And there'll be, I got a Harbaugh signed helmet, which I picked
up. I saw that based, you texted the picture.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, I picked it up Friday.
The story behind it was fascinating, too.
I'm Jim Harbaugh.
I got, there's an Eisen, this is all, this will all be silent items at the event. 94 World Series baseball from the World Series that never was played. Kind of interesting.
How cool really? Is that?
Yeah, yeah, it says, you know, 1994 World Series.
With a stamp?
Uh-huh.
I wonder what that's worth.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I got Dylan Larkin signed gloves, and they're lightly used so that they don't have the normal glove odor. Four suite tickets for Jennifer Lopez. Brandon, you'll be all nice. Over that.
Hell yeah. I see A-Rod in the front row singing along.
Yeah.
Just
a bunch of other stuff too. So anyway, it's Killers Fifth Avenue Bash, Thursday, June 27th, 4:30 to 2 AM.
How about that? I cannot believe all these bartenders.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Ken Daniels is in there. Did you mention him?
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, Kenny's there. Yep. Yep.
How about that? Scott Anderson.
Yep. Gator's in there. John Neal's on there, but he won't be there. He's taking his son to a baseball tournament. His son's a really good travel baseball player.
Woody is on the late staff.
Oh, that's when it gets crazy.
Woody, Rosema, Wojo, Huel will have to keep the late staff. That's why I got Huel to keep those guys in line.
It's definitely fun to show up late.
Yeah.
That bunch.
After midnight, because by then all the auctions and the 50-50s and the killer's cooler is all done, and that's when it gets stupid.
Did you mention Mickey?
Yeah, Mickey, I did. I mentioned
is Dan
Mickey.
Miller part of the late crew also?
No, because Dan, normally Dan does the sports live from the event, but I think he has to get back to the studio because the golf tournament here starts Thursday.
Oh.
So I think he just wants to be
already
in studio.
Professional.
Check your fillings, baby.
I know it's really funny when you get out there and you've been there for a couple hours and you realize that Dan's about to go live. Yeah. It seems ridiculous, but he pulls it off.
Especially with that crowd.
Yeah. Do we have a boner line today, Brandon?
I don't have a boner line, no.
Okay. All right.
That's a good lineup.
Give us a break here, but...
And Royal Oak, too, which is...
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I forgot. Wait, Mark, you're going to be happy. And tell oh, no. Charlotte. Charlotte should be happy with this. Free parking in all garages.
What? Yeah,
I heard Charlotte ripping my ass. I heard
Charlotte.
That.
She wasn't ripping your ass. She was ripping Royal Oak. She never wants to go back. It was too busy.
Well, I don't blame her. The farmer's market is a little
She's also five, so what does she know?
Yeah. But anyway, so there's free parking, and there's three or four garages within two blocks of Fifth Ave.
Yeah.
So
it's really easy. It's not hard to park in Royal Oak.
Well, but I'm saying if you park in the garages, it's free parking all night Thursday, and not just because of the event. It's something we've been doing. So.
Cool as hell. All right, thanks, Matt.
He would be impressed.
No, thank you, guys. Yeah, well, you know what? Miss that big fucker every day. I swear to God.
Oh, yeah. What a bummer, man.
Yeah.
But, hey, we're having a good time. He'd be proud.